Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back, y'all. I'm Melissa Harris-Perry, and it's Valentine's Day. What better moment to carve out a little time to curl up with a good romance novel?
She rested her head on his chest. He wrapped his arms around her and held her there. "You've had a tough week, haven't you?" he asked. The concern for her in his question, in his voice, made tears spring to her eyes. "Yeah," she said into his chest. She usually didn't admit this. She felt like she had to act like everything was fine, easy, perfect, that she was working hard and loving every moment of it. But she could tell Luke the truth.
"My name is Jasmine Guillory. I'm a New York Times bestselling author of romance novels, including The Wedding Date, The Proposal, and Drunk on Love."
Jasmine is a New York Times bestselling romance novelist and one of the few Black women writers publishing at this level of the game. And although cut from the traditional happily ever after genre, Jasmine's stories have a way of making sisters who've rarely seen themselves depicted in this genre feel seen. Do you like Valentine's Day?
I do. I think it's delightful. You know, it's great to have a whole celebration of love. I also think that it's good when people celebrate all different kinds of love on Valentine's Day, whether it's, you know, your love for your friends or your family or romantic love.
For you, as one of the biggest romance writers in the world, what drew you, what seduced you into romance writing?
You know, I started writing romance after a really difficult time in my life. I had been reading a lot of romance novels, and I realized that they are the perfect thing to read when you're going through something hard, because you know going in that there's going to be a happy ending, and sometimes that is exactly what you need. And then I was like, well, maybe these are as much fun to write as they are to read, and it turns out they really are.
Do Black women do romance differently?
Yes and no. I think that what is wonderful to have, you know, to write romance novels about Black women has been so sustaining for me, and to read them over the past, you know, few years, especially during the hardest times. I think it's so important to shower Black women with love and care that we often don't get in the rest of the world, right? You know, I want to read and to write novels where Black women get treated wonderfully. And that is something that I have found so important in both writing and reading.
Talk to me about what it means to say where Black women are treated wonderfully.
Yeah, you know, I think there's so much that sort of demands that Black women be strong. Right. Mm. It's the sort of like this, you know, there's that strong Black woman or the right. And I think romance novels are one of the places where you can see a Black woman kind of let everything down that she's been carrying and having someone take care of her, which is something that I don't get to see that much in media. You know, I see Black women be the strong person who's in charge of everything, who doesn't have someone who's out there taking away the heavy things that she's holding, sitting her down, bringing her tea on the couch, you know, all of that stuff I love to both write about and read about.
Have any of your characters ever surprised you with what they've taught you about love as you've written their romance story?
Oh my goodness, every book. Yeah, I think, you know, there's so many times when I'm writing and I kind of have a vision of what will happen in a book and who these characters are. But then as I write, I realize the characters who, you know, if I had an outline or I knew something was going to happen at some point in a book, but then I've written this character and I'm like, oh, but the person who would do all of these things wouldn't do that. I have to kind of figure out what love means to them and to means to them together. And I think that is really important, like, to me as a person. I think I've learned a lot about how to listen to other people, how to treat other people, and how I want to be treated.
All right, folks, quick pause. We're talking romance on Valentine's Day. We're back right after this.
Carnegie Hall has welcomed a dizzying array of performers.
To have Andy Kaufman, Frank Zappa, and Birgit Nielsen and Horowitz on the same stage, it becomes this kaleidoscope of our history.
I'm Jessica Vosk. Join me for the new podcast, If This Hall Could Talk. It's all about our unique cultural history, as witnessed by one of New York's most beloved institutions, Carnegie Hall. Listen now, wherever you get podcasts.
We're back with Jasmine Guillory, New York Times bestselling author of romance novels, including The Wedding Date, The Proposal, and Drunk on Love. You said that you in part discovered that there's something valuable about reading romance, even in our challenging times, in our hard times. Do we ever just use it as an escape to not actually go find love because we know we can always find a happily ever after between the covers of the book?
Oh, absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with an escape. You know, sometimes we need a break from our normal lives, the hard things, you know, whether it's you've been on just too many bad dates and you need to take a break from that. Sure, dive into a romance novel and kind of experience love in that way. Or, you know, the pandemic, these past 3 years have been really hard for people. And I think there was something wonderful for people in being able to escape from that terrible world. And I think that's something beautiful about romance novels is that we do get to escape our own worlds just for a little while.
How can we talk about love, romance, happily ever after without projecting a kind of negative judgment on those who maybe haven't been looking for it, don't want it, don't have it? Is there a way to celebrate and enjoy this version of romance and love without casting an aspersion that those who don't have it or don't pursue it or don't want it are somehow lesser in the fullness of their human experience?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, goes back to one of the things that I said about Valentine's Day, right? I think celebrating all different kinds of love is so important. You know, love for your friends. I think friendship often teaches people how to love one another, right? How being a good friend to someone is so important in this life. And I think, you know, my friends, my family are, you know, the first people I loved in this world, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think knowing that and celebrating all of the different kinds of love, whether it's, you know, parental love, loving your parents, loving your children, your siblings, your cousins, your best friends. I mean, all of that love is so important. And I think being able to celebrate all of that doesn't take away from romantic love and just sort of enhances everything else in this world.
Jasmine Guillory, New York Times bestselling romance novelist. Her book, Drunk on Love, is out now. Jasmine, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too. Thank you so much for having me.